California Natural Resources Secretary John Laird says the changes prove water managers have listened to Delta area landowners. Under the changes, the footprint of the project would shrink by 50% and shift construction away from private lands to public.
We are working to meet objections and concerns in the Delta. And it's important to remember that the construction impacts don't involve the entire Delta. They don't last forever, and they can be mitigated.
The department wants to shorten the main tunnels by 5 miles, decrease the height of the pumping plants by half, and only affect 81 structures with the project rather than 151. A new forebay would shrink from 750 acres to 40 and move away from two Delta communities. But Melinda Terry with the North Delta Water Agency says it's not enough.
I'm not denying their improvements, but they, again, don't address the 48 significant adverse unavoidable impacts. Unavoidable means, sorry, Charlie, we're going to damage your area, your home, your livelihood, but we're not going to repair or remediate it.
Some environmental groups have harsher words about the changes.
It's putting lipstick on a pig.
Catherine Phillips is director of Sierra Club, California. Under the proposal, dredged materials called muck would move to Staten Island, which is protected by conservation easements.
They're simply moving it to an even more sensitive area. I don't think these changes are going to resolve our concerns.
Several state water contractors called the changes a step in the right direction. The project's environmental documents will be released in October. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.